If it is appropriate, the resulting energy block or the physical manifestation, the pain we are experiencing, or other dis-ease, may be released within the session. And the caveat, if it is appropriate, relates back to our free will. Since we all have free will, it is up to the person or the higher self of that person. This is who we are actually obtaining permission from. So it is up to the higher self whether it is time to release any particular ailment in any form it may be in. Again, either in the physical, emotional, mental, or the energy fields surrounding the body. The reason for this is the belief that we are souls, spiritual beings having a physical experience, and we chose to come and learn lessons. So we came with this life plan, and we knew we wanted contrast, which, as we know, often comes in the form of one or more of the traumas I've mentioned. So, we may not be finished with the resulting lessons within that particular circumstance yet. It may not be appropriate to release it yet. As a Reiki practitioner or any energy healer of integrity, we are taught we can ask for healing of anything we pick up on. We can see suffering in the world and wish to alleviate it. But we must always respect the journey of the individual and just trust that if it is to be released, it will be at the appropriate time for the highest good of that person. And it should be noted that many times a healing will occur over a period of time because part of the soul's journey is to be self-empowered, to understand what they need to do in order to release something. So, for example, in a session, the Reiki practitioner may pick up information leading them to tell the client to do some specific action, such as a specific breathing exercise, for example. And so the client then has the information what to do in order to bring the body to balance, but they must follow through in order to realize the results they are seeking. It is put in their hands. It is also common that in the same session, let's say, for example, a block is perceived somewhere in the body and it's understood it's a trauma that has been held for a long time, say from childhood. But because it is appropriate that it go then, it does. It is time for it to be released, and it is. And so in a typical healing session, there will always be a number of things noted, addressed, worked on, with the expectation that some things may be released without any further action needed, while other things require action or some modification in lifestyle in order to be released over time. Reiki is just one method for connecting to universal life force energy that is available to all. There are many methods one can use to align themselves with this energy, so it's important to remember that. And to also remember that the Reiki practitioner, though sometimes referred to as the healer, is actually not doing the healing. They are the channel or conduit because they have expressly requested that this be so and have aligned themselves through specific methods, in this case, taught to them in the Reiki tradition. But it is source energy that is doing the healing, and this is the energy that is available to all human beings. I feel the most important thing we can do for our fellow human beings is to empower them with the knowledge that they have access to this healing energy just as much as anyone. So whether they choose to facilitate it through the Reiki tradition or any other method, it is the same energy we are speaking of. It is there for all, no exceptions. So just be wary of anyone who tells you otherwise. There is usually some political, economic, or religious agenda. People through the ages, this is often the story they will tell, is that they have the exclusive path or exclusive access to this. And this is not the case. This is the most important message in all of this. This healing energy, life force energy, is available to all, and you do not need to subscribe to any particular belief system in order to bring it forward. It is your birthright, period. Please do not let any person or any organization lead you to believe otherwise. I believe our primary objective within any session should always be to empower those who come to us for healing with the knowledge, the remembering of the powerful beings they truly are. This is the greatest gift we can give someone, that they know they have access to this healing energy within them, just for the asking. It is available to all of us when we are ready to connect and receive it. This concludes this recording. If you would like further information or would like to schedule a session, please contact me via the form on this page, and I will get back to you as soon as possible. Sending light and love to you. Namaste.